We pray in one of our songs, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. And I'm sure that we all would agree that much we need. Much we need the direction, the leadership, the tutelage of our master, of our shepherd. We don't know the way to go. Oftentimes, we don't know what to do. Life is complex to us. I think it's easy to him. I think he knows the way all the time around the difficult turns, at the crossroads. I'm sure that he knows the way. And as we follow him, and that's a tremendous privilege, as we've heard, to follow Jesus, to follow him, all of us are invited to come to him. All of us are invited to let him lead. And we can, and he will. And then the question is, will I follow? I will follow where he leadeth. I will. By his grace, I will. There are some roads that I've traveled on, and there are probably some that are more treacherous than the ones I can think of. But I'm thinking of the Jackie Robinson Parkway. Some of you have been on that and know that one turn underneath the Union Turnpike, Queens Boulevard, that area. It can be a little bit tricky or treacherous for some. I've seen going through there, I've seen people bounce off of one wall and hit the other and then back again. Kind of interesting. I guess more so than that. You live around there long enough, you've seen that happen. Not only there, but on the way to Cypress Hill Street and down that stretch too. Wing, wing, oh, anyway. And the same with the roads out in on Pacific Highway number 1. If you've ever driven that, that's a nice drive. And there are hairpin turns, and there are places you'd better slow down if you're smart. And if you want to navigate through those areas, some of them, I guess what makes that more difficult is the scenery. And as you're trying to look and drive at the same time, you forget that you have to once in a while turn the wheel and find your way through. But Jesus, in life's roads that are sometimes as treacherous as the Jackie Robinson Parkway, and when you were living there, it was called the Interborough, some of you. But Jesus knows those turns, and he leads us through those places. He has a navigation system. We follow him. He sees it from a perspective that we don't. I was amazed. I'm very behind the times when it comes to electronic devices. I don't even know how those things work, most of them. I mean, I see them, I got them, and I don't know which button to press to make it do what. I know what a GPS is. And I think I could use one of those if I had to. But I was interested in one time being in someone's car, and his GPS would tell him ahead of time where the traffic was and what roads he should take to get away from those traffic snarls. And we were driving down the road one place, and all of a sudden it went red from green. And he was telling me that means, now you all know this already, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you know this? Now I feel really bad, Sister Gladys. You're ahead of me. I always knew that. You're always one step ahead of everybody. But I didn't know that. And he said, we got to get off here because there's a traffic jam up ahead. Now, how did that little thing in that car know that? I guess because somebody told that to that little thing in the car. And it communicated to that gadget that there's a snarl up ahead, so you have to get around it and scoot around it. And this is the way to navigate through that problem, that difficult spot. And I guess somebody had a better perspective than we had. We couldn't see that up ahead. But somebody, and I don't know who that little guy is that gets that message into that little box, but somebody turned on the red light and made him to know, can't go this way. There's a better way. Jonathan was telling us about his flying airplanes. And when you're in an airplane, I guess a good thing is that there's somebody is in the flight control tower that he sees more than you see. He sees other airplanes. He knows where they're coming and going and how far away they are. You don't see that, I don't think, from your perspective up there flying a plane. And I guess you could make it. You may not, but you could make it through without anybody over you watching over. But it's good to know. It's good to know that there's somebody that's above us, beyond us, who sees the end from the beginning. He knows the way that we take. He's able to navigate us through those difficult places and times in our life. And when we don't know what to do, and when we don't know where to turn, and when we don't know which way to go, He does.
Yes.
He does. And He's the one that says to us, you can, if you want to, follow me. All of you have that privilege and opportunity. When you don't know the way through this, not just your guidance as far as, you know, things in life and working and this and that, but when you don't know the way, really the way to Jesus, when you don't know how to find Jesus even, you want to know Him, but you don't know how to know Him, you don't know how to get through that place, you seem that you've hit a brick wall, like the heavens are steel, or whatever it might be. He knows how to bring you through that time, those dry periods or places in your life. And He can safely lead you around those hard places, those difficult times that maybe you once in a while go through, as I do, and I kind of think that every one of us do. Oh, thank God, He gives us His understanding. I guess the biblical word for it might be wisdom. There's a wisdom that He imparts, that He gives, that He really, it's also, He is wisdom. I guess in the book of Proverbs, turn to Proverbs 2. Let me just read a few verses from that chapter, if I may. In the book of Proverbs, I think more than any other book, the Lord is really personified as wisdom. He is wisdom. But then in Ephesians chapter 1, in the prayer that the Apostle Paul prays for the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 1, you find that he talks there about a spirit of wisdom and understanding. And it's the Spirit of God. It's God Himself. It's Jesus Christ. He is made unto us wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, what is wisdom? I believe it's a lot in the Bible, I think, but I would just like to boil it down to it's God's way of helping us through life, teaching us or showing us how to live it in a way that when we get to the end, we wouldn't have gone off the side of the highway. We wouldn't have gone bouncing from one side of the Jackie Robinson to the other, because He gives to us wisdom, understanding, knowledge. Now, knowledge and understanding maybe are the components that comprise wisdom, and I find at least that they're used interchangeably, and I'm not sure exactly where one falls and the other one begins and one stops, but every one of us need His knowledge, His understanding. We need His wisdom, and we are prayed for by the apostle, or the Ephesians were, and we can take it as our prayer. Lord, grant to us the spirit of wisdom. Because I don't know what I ought to know, and I don't know when the traffic jams are, and I don't know how to scoot around that, and You do, Lord. Grant to me wisdom. In chapter 2 of Proverbs, the writer there says, my son, Solomon, my son, if you accept my words, and if you store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom, applying your heart to understanding, if you call out for insight, if you cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as for silver, and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For He guards the course of the just and protects the way of His faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. That's far enough. You have to cry out, he says here, for these things. You know, many times we think that we know something. Is it Paul that says, if any man knows anything, let him know that he doesn't know anything as he ought to know it? We know some things, but we don't know as God does. And if we have knowledge, there are many times when we don't know how to apply that knowledge. We don't understand how to use that knowledge. You take your car to an auto mechanic. It doesn't work, or something's busted. The air conditioner doesn't run. That's pretty bad in days like we've just gone through. And so you bring it to the mechanic, and the mechanic, he looks at it, he hears what you say the symptoms have been and what may, and then he takes a tool of some sort and he bangs on it, and wherever the air, he hits it once. And then it works again. And then he gives you the bill. It's $250. You know, you look at the bill and you say, what's this? $250. And so you say, could you break this down? Or what is the breakdown? Well, labor, $1. I mean, my time, $1. But to know where to hit, $249. Yeah, I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong, okay? I got the knowledge. It doesn't work. It's busted. It's broken. You can't get cool air out of that thing. I got you. You knew that. I knew that. We all knew that. We all had that same knowledge. We all got that. We got that well. But what I know that you don't know is how to apply the knowledge. I know how to fix it. You don't. I know where to hit. You don't. You could have been hitting that thing all day long and you wouldn't have gotten it right. But I know exactly where to touch it, where to meet that need, where to hit it to make it work, to get you through. And he says here, God knows that. He only knows that. I think it's in Job 28 where Job says, we don't know. I don't know, understand. I don't know how to figure this out. I don't know my way through. But he does. He does. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And here Solomon says, you have to seek for it. You have to cry out and call for insight and cry aloud for understanding. That is when the invitation is given that he is going to lead us, that he is going to, his yoke is...